It's my money and I need it now.
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 It's your money. Use it when you need it.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Are you with this swindle or not? Am I going to jail or not? Are you going to testify against me or not? Hello? Can I get an amen?
Hey, girl. All this talking about releasing my faith and binding people up, it's got me a little excited. You know what I'm saying? You don't mind if I come over and release my faith real quick before I get on stage, do you? Oh, I just released my faith right now. Looking at your pictures on Instagram. Hard to preach on a full dick, you know. I say it every time.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone. Fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less. We're going to get right back into it. Last episode, we were doing a video on a prosperity preacher.
And
I'll give it to you just a little bit. So, prosperity preachers, for those of you that don't know, preach the good word of prosperity. And by prosperity, they mean making themselves rich, taking your money when you can't afford it.
Exactly.
But it's all good because God told them to do it. And they use the scripture.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus. They use the scripture and a lot of words that no one understands to wrap a circular story on how and why they should enrich themselves, because somehow that's going to make you enrich yourself. Now, last time we were reviewing a preacher who was explaining prosperity preaching to his congregation. And he explained that someone wrote a book on prosperity preaching way back in the day, and that's pretty much the handbook for all the preachers.
Exactly.
Now. And that handbook,
it's tiny.
It's literally the size of an iPhone. It's only 27 pages long. I can imagine what it says in there, like, give me your money,
yes.
And with bank account wiring information. But I think what he did was he explained that the congregation, all they had to do was ask for the money. Because the devil had his hands on it. And if you just told the devil to take your hands
just
off
get
it,
off, back
just
off.
Name your amount,
yeah.
And you would come to you. That's literally what he said. Name the amount, you'll get it. The devil will take his hands off of it. Stop praying to Jesus and the Lord, because the Lord doesn't have anything to do with money, because that's an earthly thing, and
yeah.
The devil controls the earth for some reason. I'm not sure what the fuck.
Yes, that's right. The devil controls
the earth. Well, I guess we're all fucked anyway, so I'll go claim. He always said is you have to claim it. Just claim it. So,
yeah.
Well, Chrissy
whatever
and I,
you need.
During the break, we claimed a couple of cars in my neighbor's house.
Yeah.
I claimed the other neighbor's wife. I'm just taking what I want.
That's all you have to do.
She's old, but she can do my laundry. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works. So, we reviewed this preacher, and you know, it's so stupid. I mean, it is so fucking stupid. And I don't necessarily, like, obviously, I think that people have common sense, and I inherently believe that most people are good and worthy and deserving of everything in life that they can possibly get, but it's not everybody's lot in life to be a 100 millionaire,
right?
That's just never going to happen. By enriching a church or the preachers that preach at that church is not doing you any service whatsoever. Now, if you think your preacher does a good job,
mm-hmm.
The church should have a house in which he can live and
yes.
A car in which he can drive. And, you know, if you're a Catholic, then young altar boys that run around in various states
of
disarray.
But not a jet.
But not a jet.
Yeah.
A private jet.
Yeah.
It's a little much. You could fly first class if you want to, if you're going on like a long haul. You know, I get that. I want to do that too, right? I'm not saying that preachers shouldn't also, like, if you're a preacher in one of these churches where it's not your full-time job,
mm-hmm.
then you should enrich yourself all you want by working hard to do so. Working hard is not passing a collection basket
yeah.
every week so that little old ladies can give you the $20 that they desperately need to pay for their medication. And that's what these motherfuckers do, is that they take from people who cannot afford it. That's how they make their money. They don't make their money on the $10,000 donation that some rich son of a bitch gives them because for whatever reason, because it's all nepotistic and all this other bullshit. They get rich on the dollars, the literal dollars that go in the collection plates
yep.
week after week.
Lots of them.
Yeah, or the person who calls in to get a Bible blessed by some holy water that came out of somebody's shower faucet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so fucking ridiculous. And I discourage people from giving money to your preachers. Don't do it. It's like, it's, and it's all tax free, and it's, you can just rob people blind, and it's all tax free, and it's blessed by the United States government because we don't get our hands involved in affairs of religion. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with that. We shouldn't get our hands in the affairs of religion. But when you are part of a congregation like this, you got to be smart. Like, why in the world does Kenneth Copeland need three separate airplanes?
Right.
He doesn't. So he can tell that tornado to be gone. Be gone, coronavirus. Be gone.
That's all he was saying. Yeah.
I'll He's make such it go an away. Idiot. And so now we're listening to another idiot give another speech where hundreds of congregation members are literally saying, yes, Lord Jesus Christ, go, praise Jesus, be gone. And these people are fully mesmerized by enriching this fucker who's wearing a Rolex watch already.
Yeah.
He could sell that watch if he had a hard day. Like, honestly, you give me $10,000 a month, I am good to go.
Yeah.
Right? And I got fucking children. And so, I mean, children and a dog. So what I'd like to do is, oh, and I wanted to say, do you remember back 2021, I think it was, or maybe the beginning of 2022, there was the guy who was preaching online. He had like an online service on Facebook. He was preaching on Facebook. He had a congregation of like 12 people. And two people came in and literally robbed him at gunpoint in New York.
Yes.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
That guy is now in jail because he was defrauding his congregation.
Yeah.
So there you go. Figure that one out. Yeah. He was all up in arms because someone robbed him of his
it was
watch.
Like jewelry. Yeah.
Yeah. You had like $1 million worth of jewelry on. They stole it. And it turns out he was, he had defrauded one lady of $500,000.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically strong armed her into giving him the money. So this is all nefarious. I mean, it's all nefarious. These guys don't believe in God. They don't give a shit. They're laughing all the way to the bank. Mm-hmm. You think for 1 second these guys believe in any of this scripture? No, they don't. But it suits them.
They're showmen.
Yeah, they're showmen. That's exactly it. You're right. Mm-hmm. They're circus. They're, what are they? What, showmen, yeah. I guess. They're circus directors. That's what they do. They get up under the big tent and they, you know, they say a bunch of words out of the Bible and then they twist it into their own imagination. And then they ask you for money and magically your pocketbook opens. You feel like you need to do this or the Lord is going to somehow punish you. There are Buddhist monks who live their entire life walking from village to village, eating rice that is given to them by other people because they do things for them. They pray for them. They sweep their front porch. They, I don't know, take the dog out for a walk. Who fucking knows what they do? But these guys live on absolutely nothing and they're perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. And by the way, there's lots of people probably in this congregation who struggle paycheck to paycheck to just make ends meet. And some dipshit gets up and gives you a book the size of an iPhone and tells you to read it. And all of a sudden you're like, you know, wiring them $10,000. Fucking insane. Don't do this. Now, if you're listening to the commercial break, I probably don't think you're the type of person who's hanging out of this congregation. But if you are, no embarrassment. I get it. Religion does a lot of good for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But the dogma of religion, the way that they twist this dogma fucking is weird, Chrissy. It's just weird. And I don't know, but since the day I can remember watching television preachers on television, on my little box television that, you know, weighed 65,000 pounds and the actual cable wire hooked into the back of it, since the day I saw one of these motherfuckers, I was Benny Hinn, I think, is the first prosperity preacher, the televangelist, who would like literally hit people on the head and push him down and claim that they had been cured of, you know, they were crippled for life and all of a sudden now they can walk and dance and jump around the stage. It's been proven many times before that the actual people who need the prayer and the help never get up on that stage. But the people who are talked to beforehand, the shills, get up on that stage. It's all a circus. It's just a play. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it so that they can open your pocketbooks. The swooping music. Remember we talked about this Hillsong Church,
right?
Where we got Carl from. Hey, girl. That Hillsong Church. When I was doing research for this episode, I went and I listened to some of the music that Hillsong Church does. Remember we listened to that one song that one time?
Yes.
That song is incredibly beautiful, and it's 12 minutes long, and it's swooping and swooning, and you can remember the words easily. It puts you into a fucking trance, a trance to open up your pocketbook. That's what's going on.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's get back to it. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Hello, all my friends out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Commercial Break. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world, 855-TCB-8383. Make sure to visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Full episodes air a few days after they do here on the audio feed, and starting in season 4, the same day. You can go to the TCB Podcast website at tcbpodcast.com, hear all the audio, and watch all the video. You can also contact us all from tcbpodcast.com. Please follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram, and feel free to use our specialized URLs and or codes when you hear them on the commercials. Speaking of those sponsors, let's take a moment, hear from them, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. And let's listen to the second half of this guy preaching the good word of prosperity.
He said, ministering spirits are sent to serve you. And he quoted to him Hebrews 1:14 that said they're sent to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. He said, the Lord said to him, for example, you go into a restaurant and you sit down and the waitress comes to wait on you.
Then ask them for their money. When they bring the check, you say, no, your turn to pay. I claim you. I claim your tips for my dinner. Here, read this book.
Here's the book.
Break out the book, Bob.
Serve that table to minister for you. You turn your order in, and then he or she goes and gets it.
That's so good. Hey. That's so
There's
good.
This guy.
That's so good.
Somewhere close to
what
the microphone.
What if he's like masturbating? Like, oh, that's so good. What if that guy's watching like VR porn in the back? Like, oh, that's so good. Praise Jesus. Oh, God. Yeah, what if he's just like next to a microphone? Right. He's like watching the football game. He's like, ah, oh, that's so good. Nice pass. This is so ridiculous. When it sends you a waiter, he's ministering to you. Ministering to me. The guy at Olive Garden just brought me cold cheese rolls. Has a bad attitude. Smells like fish.
Yeah.
So he said, turn your order in.
Order up.
Bob, go to Waffle House. Order in. Behind.
Remember that? He was looking at the rest. Behind you. Right. I used to have that in my dreams sometimes. I would have dreams that people were behind me because you hear that 30,000 times in the shift. Behind you.
Turn your order in. Come on, help your neighbor. Say, turn your order in. He said,
People are like nodding their heads.
I know. They're like,
yes.
Yeah.
Just turn the order in.
When I get home, I'm ordering $30,000. I'm going to pay that credit card off. Okay, Jesus. Devil, take your withering hands off that $30,000 and send it straight to my kitchen table. Hadn't quite showed up yet, honey. Don't you worry. Preacher Bob said it would.
Spirits. He said the devil isn't personally doing everything on the earth. He said the Lord told him this. But his emissaries, evil spirits, are influencing people to lie, to steal, to deceive, to kill. Well, God...
To preach you out of your money? I mean, come on, man. Come on. Really?
Go and influence people to do good things. Come on, can you see that? And they are sent to minister for us, influencing people to do good things. And part of it is for your resources to come in.
Part of it is for your resources to get right in my pocket. You'll notice the more bullshit coming out of this guy's mouth, the higher his voice goes.
Right.
Yeah. Right. He's like, and the devil sends people out here to do bad things. And then he sends good people to come and do your resources right into my pocket. Put an extra zero on that check. 2 zeros on the check.
He said, the Lord instructed me that after that once I had claimed it, what I needed, that was to be the end of the matter. Mm-hmm. I'm not to pray.
Let us not speak about this again, Bob. I told you, write the book, give them the book.
Ask for money.
Ask for the money. Claim it to your own. What more do you need, Bob?
Don't speak of it.
I can't dawdle here all day long talking to you, Bob. I've got 40 other television preachers to talk to. And while you're at it, make sure you're taking notes out there.
All these people taking notes. What the fuck are they taking notes about? Lost another $700 today. They're probably writing their monthly budget.
Yeah.
About it or do anything else. If I think about the situation, I'm simply to say in faith, thank you, God, for it. It's working.
Praise Amen. God.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yes.
Yep. Glory to God. Amen.
This guy's so proud of himself. Yeah, he's so fucking smug.
Mic drop.
Boom. Mic drop.
That's it.
Mic drop. Wallet open. Debit card swiped.
That's it.
Venmo received. That's the end of it. No more. What if he just walked off stage? It was like a big dollar sign that flashed on the screen. Give now. Give now.
So you go back to praying for it. You get back in unbelief.
Yes.
Like nothing happened.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Can you see this?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on. I need a response here. Follow me.
Are you listening?
Are you listening? You don't need to pray for it. You just need to claim it.
Just claim it.
Just claim it.
And so on his first time that he did that, he said he went out to the church and nobody was there. Where he was having a meeting, and the crowd was like 70 people.
Wait, nobody was there, but there were 70 people? What happened?
Well, I think he's saying that, like, that's not a lot of people.
Okay.
It's only 70
That's
people.
Why you're broke, Bob. You can't count. 70 people is not zero people, Bob.
And he needed $150 a week to cover his expenses. And he said, it trembling. He'd never heard anybody do anything like this before. Never heard anybody preach like anything this. But he looked around. Nobody was there.
Except 70 people.
Except the 70 people. Yeah. Nobody was there except for the 70 people. If he says that this guy just told the congregation, I need $150 a week, at least that guy was being honest.
Yeah.
I need $150 a week.
Yeah.
Can I borrow it?
That seems reasonable.
That seems completely reasonable.
Right.
Yeah. But this guy is just, I need $1 billion a week. Come on now. Who's with me? Can I hear you?
Are you listening?
Oh, that's good. Oh, that works real well. This is better than cuckolding. I love watching my wife get fucked by my preacher, but this is good.
I claim your wife.
And he said out loud, I claim $150 a week.
Praise God.
Now, Satan, you take your hand.
Praise God. Now, Satan, you take your hands off that $150 and put it in my pocket.
Hands off my money.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Now, ministering spirit, you go and you cause it to come in.
Yeah.
He said he had ministered in this place the year before. And after 2 weeks, they got $114. After 2 weeks. And that was because the pastor had taken 45 minutes pleading with people if they'd give a dollar or if they'd give 50 cents.
45 minutes?
45 minutes. I can do that in 10. Can you imagine $114 a week? Laughable.
And so he's just here a week this time. And he said, he told the pastor this time, he said, don't you say anything about my offering except this is Brother Hagin's offering. That's all you say. And then you just pass the plate. Don't make any appeal. Don't make any pull. Because he said, I want to prove it out. I want to see
what the Lord's telling
me. I'm doing a scientific study. I'm doing a scientific study about whether or not we can claim our money. Now, don't say a word to anybody. Just pass the collection plate.
Shove a clay plate from
them. Yeah, but what I do want you to do is get up in their face and stare at them. Every time it passes the plate, you just look at them real scary. Satan. You got more money than that.
Me about this.
That's right.
He said, I want to prove it out before I preach it.
Amen.
Yeah. I want to prove it out personally. See if you know that this is right.
My dad tells this story.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, I went to Catholic school, parochial school, almost my entire life. The parochial school here at the time was paid for in part by the parish that you went to.
Okay. That makes
sense. So if you went to a parish, if you were an active member of that parish, then you could have part of you would have a scholarship. Part of your tuition would be paid by the parish. And I think it might still work that same way today. My dad says that he got called in to the church office one time and they complained about how much money he was giving.
Really?
My dad had six people to feed, four mouths on probably a paltry salary. He had a new job, a complete new career when we moved here. And they complained about how much he was giving.
God.
The fucking balls on these people.
Yeah.
The balls on these people. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And this guy's got some cojones too.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the 7 days, he said later in the week, he upped it to $200.
And an airplane.
No.
And a 20-year-old with a tight ass. I trimmed my beard to look evil on purpose. Look at his beady little eyes.
I know.
He's got beady little eyes. He's the kid in high school that you just didn't like.
I mean, if you're smart, you go ahead and put some extra on it. Go ahead and round it up on the fat side.
Praise Jesus.
Round it up, brother.
It says in Leviticus 2.6.7.0, 3.14 pi, it says round it up on the fat side.
Round it up on the fat side. Make it extra, Bob.
Break out the book.
You need a Learjet to get up to me. New ones rolling off the line, $100 million apiece. Round it up on the fat side, Bob. Speaking of fat side, your wife's put on a little extra herself.
And at the end of the week, he got $240.
Oh,
he said the pastor
Jesus.
Was astounded. They had never heard of anything like
praise
that. So the next place, very next place,
my scam worked. I tested
it. Oh, that
it, and
is
it worked.
Good.
It worked.
Yeah. It worked. Holy shit. 240? Really? Well, let's do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Services every night of the week.
He said the morning crowd was 45 people, including the preachers, the ministers, his family and their family.
Amen.
And he was there for three
Why
weeks.
Why did somebody say amen to that?
I don't know, because people are stupid. Because
there are 45 people there. Amen.
Yeah, they're all trying to make this religious, but this isn't about religion. This is about this guy convincing you to steal your money. That's right. And he's convincing you to steal a lot of your money. He's convincing you that no matter how much money he makes, he can always make more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
how much
so
you want
weird.
To bet that this guy spends 2 months in Cabo every fucking year?
For sure.
Fucking chasing girls with thongs on. His wife conveniently couldn't make it to spend time with the family.
And he claimed. Before those 3 weeks were over, he received $750 plus a new set of tires for his car, and he never looked back.
Praise God.
He was a rich son of a bitch.
Kept going. This worked.
Told you, Bob. It's just that easy.
Claim it.
Just that easy. Now I need you to train Kenneth Copeland on how to blow tornadoes away. Can you do that, Bob? Kenny's going to make $1 billion blowing those tornadoes away.
Hallelujah. That's the way he kept operating every time. He said, now listen to this. He said, back in 1950, It took all the faith I had to believe for that $150. He said, now, after feeding my faith on the Word of God and exercising at that time, that book was written for the past 30 years, he said, I can believe God as easily for $1 million now as I could for $150 then.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Meanwhile, he said nothing like about doing good or being a good person or anything like that.
No, don't worry about that. Yeah.
Just the money.
Throw that trash in the garbage. You think I give a shit? Think I'm paying attention to you, Bob? Round it up on the fat side to a million. 150, can you imagine? You're insulting me, Bob. I'm God. I could literally make it rain anytime you want. Real rain or dollars? Let's go to the Claremont Lounge. I'll show you what I can do, God. Marlboro Reds and dollar bills for everyone.
Round it up on the fat side, Bob.
Round it up on the fat side. What a fucking douche. There's a reason why he's got a smirk on his face. He can't believe that everyone believes him. It'd be like if I had just opened up the microphone in the commercial break and told you to start donating $10 a piece and was laughing because everyone did it. Yes. That's actually what we do. Well, not about the money. We just can't believe anybody's listening.
Yeah.
That's why I've got a smirk on my face. I know that feeling, Bob.
What we did on this project here, after we got it settled by praying and seeking the Lord about it, that, yeah, we should get this. We should move on it and secure it.
Oh, I don't know. What he's talking about the church, or is he talking about a plane? We should move on it.
Secure it.
Secure it. We bought two liquor stores. We bought two liquor stores and a million lottery tickets. We're gaming the system. Move on it.
Move on. Claim it.
Yeah, claim it. Claim it. There was a low-income housing project here, and we claimed it. Now look at us. Where are those people? I don't know. What do I think? Hopefully they're coming to the church.
Make plans to develop it. Then, at the right time, this is not just Phyllis and my building. This is everybody that's a partner of this. So the churches, we stood up on the Sunday morning.
Even though technically we're on the title, you can come anytime you want to.
Yeah, exactly.
That I'm here. On Sundays, between 7 and 8. Love you, mean it.
That we told the folks about what was going on, and all of us. Were y'all here, church house? What do we do? We stood up, and we claimed. Come on, y'all with me or not?
Yeah.
We claimed more than enough.
Are you with this swindle or not? Am I going to jail or not? Are you going to testify against me or not? Hello? Can I get an amen?
Listen.
Praise God. To come in to pay for all of this.
Amen.
And we bound the enemy.
Yes.
Forbade him.
Yes.
From hindering it or messing with it at all.
Amen.
And when we charged the ministering spirits to go and influence and to cause it to come in.
Yes.
What happened last night?
Amen.
I got fucked. Phyllis said, I love your small penis and your big pocketbook, Keith. You keep on bringing it in.
Why did all those people give? Nobody made them. Why? Influence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. He's bold. This guy is stealing people's money.
And just saying he's doing it.
He's a con man.
Yeah.
That's what con men
Praise
do.
Jesus.
Yeah. They're called confidence scammers.
Yeah.
They influence people to give them money for purposes that are ridiculous. And this is one of them. Because I got to be honest with you. If you could go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, if you look at this church that has been paid for by the congregation, it's really poorly decorated, actually. I mean, if you're going to spend $1 billion, spend it better than this. You know, get somebody to come in. Look at that. All the hardwoods and the weird crown molding everywhere. It's bad. It's bad.
Angelic influence. Are y'all with me?
Angelic.
And people being
angelic influence. Yeah, all these poor angels sitting in your congregation and you're fucking them in the ass.
They won't make you do anything, but if you got a heart for it.
Amen.
Yeah.
And
amen. Hallelujah.
Who is that? Peppa Pig? Is that Peppa Pig in the audience?
Yeah. That voice is so weird.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's good. Can you say amen?
Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
And if the Lord's influencing, you don't need to pull on anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're just believing and looking to Him. Why am I taking the time to do this?
Because some federal investigators happen to be looking at my finances. Who's testifying against me? Who's testifying with me? All right.
Come on, friends.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you need or you want, do not bump along passively and beg and wait and beg and wait. And just pray and pray so-called in unbelief.
Because I'm sick of hearing from all of you. Do you know the number one request that I get, Chrissy? It's for money. But I don't even have hands. What do you want me to do? Claim it. That's what I say.
Let's claim it.
Walk over, put your hands on it, touch it, and say it's mine. It worked for Harvey Weinstein. It'll work for you.
Seek the Lord until you get what you need to release your faith for.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Get that amount in your spirit. Now, don't do something that's not real to you. You know, why didn't we claim $10 million for last night's offering?
We should.
Could God do that?
Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, why didn't we claim $10 million for last night's offering? Let's try today. Now here comes the wraparound bullshit.
Okay,
he's going to say that if you ask for something that's just unreasonable, then you're not going to get it. You have to be reasonable about your requests. But he just told you that if you ask for 150, the preacher said, why not ask for a million?
Yeah.
And then you get it. But now he's going to tell you, you can't do that.
No.
Only I can do that.
Right.
Easy, easy. He could do that. Why didn't we claim that? Why didn't we claim 30,000? Are y'all with me?
Yes.
No. What did we claimed what we got in our spirit.
Yes. I won't reveal that number.
This makes perfect sense. Well, it all makes sense now. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for wrapping it up nicely in a package for us.
It was, you know, I looked at it before we announced it to the church. I looked at it. I talked about it. Phyllis and I talked about the amount to offer. I mean, we didn't just do these things haphazardly. And then when something's the Lord, if it's the Lord today, it'll be.
Hey, honey, how many millions of dollars do you think we should scam out of our congregation?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever's in our spirit.
Make me another vodka tonic, give me another Vicodin, and we'll figure it out ourselves.
It's in our spirit.
Yeah. The Lord tomorrow. The more you think about it, the more you pray about it, it just gets more and more strong in you.
Yes,
and you get settled on it, and then you release your faith.
Yes, amen.
Come on, can you see that?
Yes.
You claim that to come in. And then you bind the enemy. I know he...
Get your dirty little hands off
of. Hey, girl. All this talking about releasing my faith and binding people up, it's got me a little excited. You know what I'm saying? You don't mind if I come over and release my faith real quick before I get on stage, do you? Oh, I just released my faith right now. Looking at your pictures on Instagram. Can we make you one of those kick cock videos that I do? It's like TikTok, but it's for cocks. Do you mind if I come bind you up and release some faith?
Yeah.
Heck, hard to preach on a full dick. You know, I say it every time. Oh, that's good. Just release my faith. I was trying to figure out how much was in my spirit, and then I released it. I figured it out. I'm dropping loads of faith everywhere. I got a special shirt for it in my car. I drop all my faith right there, and then I have my maid clean it once a week. All right, girl, I gotta go.
Loads releasing my faith. I bet you're releasing your faith. You and Phyllis getting freaky out there.
And see, he's down here on the earth. He's the God of this world. He thinks everything's his. He thinks all your money's his. He thinks every building. He thinks everything is his. He's a lying thief. Amen. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
But he's not bigger than God.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
And if you and I will stand up and use our faith, just like the head of the church told him, if we'll do it and bind the enemy up and loose and send the ministering spirits, here it is, 6 months later, it's basically done. Can you say amen?
Praise God.
Praise God. God's no.
But it's not quite done.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need you to release some faith.
Yeah. Release your money.
On the collection basket, if you don't mind. The fuck, man. What the fuck? What a con.
Yeah.
Respect to a person.
No, he's not.
No respect to a person.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 I can sense some things stirring. Glory to God.
Glory.
You know, one of the things
a lot. I can sense some things stirring.
Who says that? I mean,
it's Mr. Chow's from last night. I'm going to wrap this up real quick. You guys get to the collection plates. I'm going to go spray some Febreze around the congregation. I can sense something stirring, and it's in the front row. Who's got gas? Where's Phyllis when you need her?
I think Phyllis might be the one going.
I know. Amen!
Amen!
I think Phyllis is probably in the bag with a money counting machine.
That's true.
Yeah.
I told him in this. He said, people have no problem spending money on things of the world, on theaters, on clubs, on whatever. But
on
you
churches with blue carpet.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Spend a little extra on a church.
Yeah, clubs. Clubs. Who's buying clubs?
I'm thinking about a monthly budget.
Yeah,
you have like a line item clubs.
Whatever.
The club budget. Yeah.
I have a whatever budget line, and it's pretty big, actually. Every month I look and I go, what is that? Whatever.
Whatever.
And people, you know, have an issue. He said, the Lord told him, I expect my people to have the best place in town to meet in.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is that what God said?
That's what it is.
Is that what God said? God said, I expect people to have the best place in town? In town? Is that what Jesus was walking around saying?
Yeah, you know, that's in whatever.
That's right.
You know.
We need the best place in town, Bob. Let's go to the cheetah. Tell Phyllis to hit the ATM and call D. Let's get over to the cheetah with some Colombian marching powder. And we'll talk more about claiming what you need. Let's go release some faith with a couple of lap dances. You know what I'm saying, Bob? You be my eyes and ears.
God's will
yes.
for us to have what we need
yes.
and have top and have best. Now, our faith may not be at a certain place, but wherever it is, don't sit idly by. Loose.
Such a fucking punch.
Our faith
shit.
May be. What a rough faith.
We may not really believe in Jesus.
Yeah, but whatever it is. Yeah.
That's not the important thing. Yeah. The important thing is how much money can you spare today? I got a half finished church. Phyllis needs a new engagement ring.
Your faith now where it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then later on you can come up.
Yeah.
Right? And later on you can come on up some higher. Stand on your feet, everybody.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Oh, here comes
God.
This is the final cap. He's going to bring them all back into some mesmerizing prayer and then get the money out of their pocketbooks.
Yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, when's the last time you heard me say, go get a book? Huh?
Yesterday you said get a checkbook. Amen!
All right, did you hear me tonight?
Yes.
How God taught me about prosperity. We don't have it. Don't go to our book places. This is Kenneth Hagin.
Our book places. It's called a bookstore or a library. Our book places.
We don't have it.
I'm not one on edumacation.
You know, Kenneth Hagin Ministries in Tulsa and Rhema, they have it. And probably can just get it right online there and quick and easy.
Download it.
Yeah, download it. You know, it's all right there. How God taught me about...
Download it, whatever. Let's get to the money part. He spends the whole 20 minutes talking about this book. He doesn't know how to get it.
Yeah.
He wants everybody to read it, but he has no idea where to get it. We don't have it at our book places.
Prosperity.
You got to get this, and it'll just back everything up.
Yeah, it just
verifies.
Convince you
some
that
guy
all
wrote
my,
it.
Yeah, we're all on the same bullshit line.
Right.
If you know what I mean, we're all telling the same lie.
Right.
Yeah.
Most of it is direct quote from.
It wasn't me. It was someone else altogether. He had a revelation. Yeah. He got revelated too. I didn't get revelated. He got revelated.
Yeah.
Jesus talking to him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Close your eyes and pray this out loud with me. Father God,
I am convinced
you want us to have the best.
Oh, my
Jeez.
God.
It's awful.
It's fucking
yeah.
atrocious
mm-hmm.
that these guys are allowed to do this.
I know.
Yes.
Thank you for helping me to see, what our responsibility is.
Reveal to us
where our buildings are.
Reveal to us where our buildings are.
124 10th Street. That's where the cheat is. That's your building. Go claim it. Everything in it. All the titties and tatas. They're all yours.
Reveal to us where our buildings are? What?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Our houses, our lands, and reveal to us
the
amounts to claim.
Amounts to claim? This is so bad. Guys, girls, he, she, they, them, it, us, whatever you call yourself, can you now see? If you were convinced otherwise, and I'm sure you weren't because you're listening to the commercial break, that means you have some common sense in your head and you're crazy in every other aspect of your life. But can you now see how full of fucking shit these people are?
It's crazy.
He's literally making up a prayer telling people to give him money.
Yeah.
Least faith for.
And we will not be idle.
We'll not be passive
and unbelieving.
But we'll step up.
And lay hold,
hallelujah,
and
accomplish everything
you have sent us to do
in Jesus' name. Praise be to God. Come on, thank Him. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, thank you.
Stop thanking me.
Thank you.
I didn't do anything.
Thank you.
Stop listening to this moron!
Listen, I mentioned specifically churches and ministries, but this works exactly the same with a business. It works exactly the same personally.
Okay, Chrissy.
With your family. Principle works.
Chrissy, I want you to close your eyes and pray with me. Repeat after me if you would.
Okay.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
The commercial break.
The commercial break.
Is not doing so well.
It's not doing so well.
But I'd like to release my faith.
Yeah,
all over Chrissy's face.
release it.
Release it
into the wind.
Release.
Thank
21
you, thank
times
you,
a month, Lord. And then I'd like you to give us a few additional listeners. Dear Lord, let us go from 5 to 7 listeners in this fourth season.
We're claiming it.
We're claiming it. I'm claiming some more ears for this. You gotta love it.
It's quite the scam.
Yeah, listen, preacher takedowns are easy. That's why we only do one a season.
Yeah, they are too good.
It's low-hanging fruit, for sure, especially these jackholes.
Yeah.
And let me remind you.
That's so good.
Yes.
That's so good.
Amen.
I don't care what religion you are. You go to church and you feel good about that, God bless America. Not that my opinion matters about what you do, but I'm not knocking religion. I'm knocking the assholes who steal all the money because of religion. Yeah. This is a bunch of horse shit. Here's my opinion. Have the preachers and the priests, right? Pay them a fair wage.
Yeah.
Let them get married. Let them have normal lives.
Right.
Be normal people, not gateways to some magical place and only they can talk to God and only commune with the Lord and all this. Just make them normal people.
Yep.
And if they're good orators, if they can speak well and they have some insight and something to say, then let them get up and have something to say. And then let them, after the service is over, let them go about living a normal life.
Yeah.
And that way, you don't confuse all of it together. Because what you do is you just wasted 20 minutes of your life saying amen to everything this guy said. He's going to take $400 at the end of the day, and he's never going to give it back. You're never going to get anything in return, except for an awfully decorated church with blue carpet. Right. It's horrible. That's what he claimed, blue carpet?
It looked like there was a band in the back, too, getting ready to play.
Yeah, and then he had this big stand with all this ornate decorations on it, as if that made him godly. Yeah. He's just an overweight man in his 70s trying to steal your money. That's what he is. Let's lay that plain. Yep. All right, season number 3 is almost over, but season number 4 comes the first week in February. I think is that July February 5th or February 6th, that Monday, that first full week in February. Season 4 will start. We really want to thank everybody who's been a big part of the success of the commercial break. That's you, the listener. We really appreciate it. So keep on coming back. And hit us up, 855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383, tcbpodcast.com, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all we can do for today.
I think so.
But I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.